Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Paul Rauschenbusch. Taylor Coleman is a seventh-generation Texan, a longtime activist currently dedicating herself to voter registration in her home state.
Thank you again so much for having me. Some members of my family were among the first Black Texans to register to vote. This was when the Reconstruction Acts were passed, and folks went door-to-door registering the former enslaved so that they could have a voice in, you know, getting Texas readmitted to the Union. And that was 1867. Just a couple years later, in 1886, there was an election. It was a midterm election. There were a lot of freedmen now who were working the polls. There had been, of course, during this time, this was the fall of Reconstruction, a lot of violence. And of course, since it's Texas, you know, the Black freedmen, they were at the polls ready to protect the ballot box. And that just was not abided by a lot of the very powerful people who were in charge. So when folks stormed that ballot box to steal the ballots from this majority Black precinct in Central Texas, the Black men defended themselves. And over the course of the next month, of course, the men who were involved were arrested and then lynched. And right across the street in the U.S. Senate, there was a hearing about this outrage that took place in Texas that overturned the results of a free and fair election. But because, of course, it was a midterm, the Congress was up. And so they had hearings, and it was sort of what led to the discussion and the preparation of legislation for the first federal elections bill, which would have been in 1890, which we, of course, now know did not pass, which led to the disenfranchisement all over the South for Black people all across the country. And we did not, of course, really become a democracy until, you know, nearly 100 years later. So just as that election could be overturned in 1886, we know what happened in January of 2021. And it was just so stark to me that what we were seeing was something that is not new. This is a very ugly current. And the same Klansmen who, you know, I know did not have the word for it back then, but would have been considered Christian nationalists that overturned that election in 1886. Those undercurrents are clearly still with us today. And then January 6th happened, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. And then 6 months after that, the Texas Democrats had to leave the state to attempt to stop legislation that would have made it even harder to vote in Texas, which unfortunately that legislation did pass. I really wanted to take a look back and, you know, draw inspiration from the same thing that would have inspired members of my family all the way back in 1867 to say, as hard as it is now to vote, I can't even imagine what that would have been like to try to do that in 1867. And so to play some small role, you know, they went door to door to get their fellow Texans involved and explain to them how they would be able to establish freedom schools by taking advantage of the new ballot access that they had, and how I could also play a role in making sure that my fellow Texans understand that, like, it's not necessarily a political issue, but in order to have a say in what the future of our state is gonna look like, just like in 1867, how they were able to take a look forward and see what is the future of Texas gonna look like for us to be readmitted to this great country. I felt like it was sort of my role to do whatever I could to talk to, I mean, even if I just started with my nearly 100 first cousins and explaining to them why it's so important to vote in every single election and register as many people as possible. And while doing so, shining a light on exactly how hard it is to register and to participate in elections in Texas, and sort of use that flashlight to explain what the stakes are and show people just how similar and close we are to repeating the same mistakes that we made all the way back in 1886. And that is why I'm here with you guys today.
We need to take another break, but there's much more from the Interfaith Alliance Capitol Hill briefing. Christian nationalism is on the ballot in 2022, coming right up. If you miss any part of today's programming, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all at stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.